Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
You're listening to The Brian Lehrer Show. This is Jamie Floyd sitting in today for Brian. And today is week two of our month-long series on the identity of being American, as seen through the eyes of Baratunde Thurston, a comedian and blogger who co-founded, the African-American political site Jack and Jill Politics, and who also moonlights as the web and politics editor at The Onion. Fascinating guy. Baratunde, welcome back to WNYC. Thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me, Jamie. And just for the record, for my bosses, my full-time job isn't moonlighting.
Oh, my goodness. So I don't know how that. You find the time for all of this and to be with us today.
Well,
I can't thank you enough.
I am hobbling around on a cane right now.
Yeah, I saw that, too.
There's a price to be paid.
I see that. All right. Well, before we move on completely from last week's discussion of immigration and the Arizona law there, I have to touch base with you on the newest development out of Arizona, and I know you've heard about it. This is the law that says, and I'm going to quote the law. I'm quoting the law so I don't inject my own bias into this. I'm objective. I'm the objective
That's a novel concept here.
Yeah, right. I'm the host. This is a quote. Students, quote, should be taught to treat and value each other as individuals and not be taught to resent or hate other races or classes of people. This is in K through 12 education. What do you think about the new law for K through 12 students in Arizona?
And to set a bit of a broader context, the sort of umbrella that this falls under is the banning of teaching quote unquote ethnic studies.
Yes, indeed.
And the idea that any one group or in this wrapping up this notion that to do so is really to encourage division and hate. And we as America, we're individuals first and our ethnic origin second. And I think Roger Ebert, he's one of the greatest tweeters of our time. He's really found a whole new voice outside of film criticism, and I respect his sharp mind. He said, we've always had ethnic studies in America, but until recently, it's been just European ethnicities. And we learn about Spaniards and Italians and Irish and English and Dutch and German, and that's all fine, but this is all in the context of an immigration debate, which is really in the context of a debate about what's going to happen with the inflow of Mexicans and the higher birth rate of Latinos, which is making some people very uncomfortable about what America is and where it's going. So that's a disturbing context to put this in. It seems unenforceable, seems disturbingly vague. Who defines this? Who's on the education board that's setting these rules? And it sets up a lot of court fights, a lot of arguments, and unfortunately, probably a less informed Arizona public.
And a lot for perhaps you to talk about going forward as you continue to visit here at WNYC. Today, our topic is going to be the census, but a different take on the census. By this point, of course, everyone who was going to has mailed back the forms. And an army of census workers has headed out to try to get all the folks that the mailings missed.
Right.
So we're going to talk about how people are being received out there.
Oh, good.
And you have some thoughts on how people are being received out there. Let me just put the word out to our listeners for folks opening up the phones as you and I begin our conversation. If you folks have had anyone come to your door, were they professional listeners? Were they courteous? Were they friendly? Call us and tell us about your experience. If you're a census worker, have you been treated badly? Have you been treated well? Please tell us your story and give us a phone call here at 212-433-9692. Or, of course, you can go to the website WNYC.org, click on Brian Lehrer Show. So what is your sense of the census worker in America in the year 2010?
Ooh, that's a small question.
You can handle it.
Speaking on behalf of all census workers, I just must say I'm very proud. No, first of all, I mailed mine in because I like saving my own money, which is the government's money, which is back to my money again. So it costs, I think, 50 cents per mailing and maybe $50 per visit. So I'm doing my part to lower the deficit and the debt that is associated often with it. I've only heard one story, but it was a very troubling one. And I'd love to hear what your listeners have to say. And it was out in California. A student of a friend of mine took a part-time job as a census worker, and she was yelled at by the home that she visited. And they actually went so far as to slash her tires. They were very angry at the government, which is very understandable given what the economy is, given oil spills and environment, whatever your issues are, like people on all sides of the political spectrum can be very upset, and now is a high time for that. But to take it out on someone doing a constitutional duty is a really disturbing act and hopefully not a big trend.
Angry about which issue? The fact that government is spending the money to conduct the census, the fact that government is nosing into their business, the fact that government is asking about race, income, family status. I mean, what was the anger about?
In this case, it was, and I wish I could have gotten this person on the line and thinking in hindsight, but this was about invasiveness. It was about, you know, you don't have the right to come to my home. This is my private property. You don't have the right to ask all these questions. You just have the right to know maybe how many people live here, and that's it. And I think there's been a lot of confusion. You see representatives like Michelle Bachmann, who is just a beautiful creature to watch, but a terrible politician to sort of be beholden to in a civil society. She, you know, is talking out against the census about how horrible it is and unconstitutional it is. And people don't know the history of the things they're complaining about. I mean, back in 1790, that census asked about race, asked about all these extra demographic questions, and that was within the lifetimes of the founding fathers. So they knew what they wanted, and we're still kind of adhering to that in many ways. Folks just have been given a misimpression of what the census is supposed to be.
All right. We do have a census worker on the line, and we do encourage folks to call in. If they want to be anonymous, they can be anonymous. And this fellow is using the name David, not his real name. David calling in from New Jersey. Please go ahead.
Tell me I'm wrong, David.
Thank you for calling us.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have been working for about 3 weeks as a census enumerator, and I'm actually finding when I do reach people, get into their homes, that they're being very courteous and being very helpful. I haven't had any rejection. I do get a lot of people who are not home. And I have had people who've even, because I leave my phone number, I have had people call me back so that we can complete the forms on the phone. So at least in my area now, I'm not finding any negative response from people. And actually, it's been, other than yesterday's weather, it's been very pleasant to be out here doing this.
I'm so happy to hear that, yeah. David. Are you getting any sense, David, as to why people didn't mail in the form in the first place?
Some people, it was just, I just forgot to do it, or I mailed it in late, or I don't generally, I don't ask why they didn't. If they say to me that they have already mailed it in, I say, well, you know, sometimes it gets crossed up, and that's why we're back here. It may not have reached us in time or whatever. But for the most part, I want to repeat that at least in the area that I'm working in, I have had very little resistance to the people that I'm meeting. I just caught one guy who was on his way to class. I grabbed him for 3 minutes to be able to complete the form very quickly while his wife was hunking him in the car. But we were able to complete it, and so, you know, it's that kind of response I'm getting.
Outstanding.
So I'm finding it to be, as I said, a very pleasant experience.
David, this is Baratunde. Just wanted a quick follow-up. Have you had any people who've had sort of fraudulent enumerators come to their home, and they're worried about your identification, the validity of your working for them? Okay. That's
no. Great. I wear my badge. I carry my briefcase,
great,
which clearly says United States Census on it. I make sure that that's facing the door when I go in. And the other thing, I just want to, so I've had nobody think that I'm not a census person. The other thing that I find very interesting is that it's kind of I'm running into people in other areas, like New York, for instance. I see people with census, who are census takers. They've got the badge,
right,
and we'll chat.
That's great.
They're finding similar situations, except in New York, where they're having trouble with doormen.
Okay. Well, that's terrific. So a community of census workers
you guys
is
should
developing.
Start a Facebook group.
there may be one. We'll have to check that out. All right. Speaking of census workers, David, thank you for your service. Let's go to Gloria, who is in Queens. Gloria, you are on WMYC.
Good afternoon. I just wanted to say it's been a real pleasure working. So far, everyone has either been very, very nice and willing to speak to me, or they don't want to speak to me at all, no matter how hard I try to explain that the information is extremely confidential. Some people just don't want to talk. The other main issue I'm running into is the question of Hispanic origin and the fact that people of Hispanic origin are not considered a race. Anybody that happens to be Hispanic, no matter how nicely I phrase the question or try to put it, usually finds this pretty offensive. I can see it from the look in their eye. They're not pleased with this. And there is a little box to write down something. And so often they'll tell me, write down Spanish, write down Hispanic. I am Spanish. I am not this. I am not that. This is what I am.
Do they articulate beyond that, Gloria, their reason for offense?
Most people I run into are just very, very polite. So I don't think they really want to broach that subject with somebody that's only there at their house for a few minutes or at the door. I come to them, and they're very, very respectful and nice. But there's definitely a look in the eye, or as well as not a terrible articulation, but something that's being said like a what? I get a very, very, they look at me like, really, really, Hispanic is not a race. And it's difficult. It's difficult to go there and say, well, this is what the government says. I'm sorry.
Fascinating, fascinating. Well, Gloria, thank you for your call and for your service and your honesty. Let's take Webster, who's in Connecticut, Stamford, Connecticut. Webster, you're on WNYC with Baratundi Thurston.
Wow, I never thought I'd be on the air. This is amazing.
Well, we're happy to have you.
Great. Yeah. Well, I've been a census worker now for just a little over a week. In general, just like your other callers have said, people are very, very kind and respectful. The difficult part for me is getting there when they're actually somebody's actually at home. And but when I've had contact, it's usually been very good. Although I do feel a bit odd about asking the race sometimes, and also in the questionnaire they characterize race as being white, and then various other Japanese, Korean, etc. The people that I ask what their race is, they say the correct thing. They say they're Caucasian. And sort of white seems to be a vernacular in a way, but they're actually answering it correctly. The census is asking the question incorrectly, in my opinion. But I wanted to share one interesting thing when it comes to the race question. My toughest cells are to what I would characterize as angry white rich guys. Okay, I'm in Fairfield County, and one of them, who turned out to be very, very accommodating. When I asked him what his race was, and he saw the various choices, he said he was Republican. Now, I thought I ought to share that with you. Your listeners, I'm sure, will appreciate that.
Yes. Well, thank you, Webster, for that call.
No problem.
At least someone has a sense of humor out there, and they're being entertained. Well, thanks to all of our census workers for calling in. And Baratundi, I'm sure you have a comment on that one.
Mike,
huh?
So AWRGs, Angry White Rich Guys, ARGs, which is probably the sound they make when they wake up every morning and go to sleep every night, angry. I mean, the question.
Not a category on the census.
No, but you can write in your own, so that's the beauty. I mean, here's the challenge that both Gloria and Webster brought up is racial categorization, which is a non-scientific thing. It's sort of a cultural decision that the census must make across the country, and they can't ever get it right. The Hispanic group as a non-race but an ethnicity is so confusing and so offensive to people to not see themselves recognized in a forum whose job is to recognize and categorize. And to a lesser extent, that angry Republican guy is expressing the same thing. I had a great exchange with Christian Lander of Stuff White People Like.
Yes.
I just recommend people look up his response to the census, which is, I want to be special, too. I want to be more than just, quote, unquote, white.
Isn't it stuffwhitepeoplelike.org?
.com.
.com.
Yeah.
Okay.
Christian Lander on the census. You Google that, you'll find a great video.
But this race question continues to fascinate and challenge. I mean, there's the Obama issue, right?
Which is that he checked himself off as African-American as opposed to biracial.
Or I think he would have to check more than one box.
Right, which is an option that a lot of people don't know that they have. I think
he knew.
Well, he definitely knew. If he didn't know, then we're doing a terrible job.
at informing the public.
And yeah, he's not just the public. He's the man.
Right.
But I think in his case, the census is a self-identifying opportunity. And he made a decision quite a long time ago. If you read his autobiographies and his books, and you look at the experience of his life, he's a black dude, right? He's an African-American. He's identified as that. And that's the freedom that you have in this country, certainly on this form, to declare who you are. Unless, of course, the option isn't there. and you have this awkward in-between space to kind of write in what you are.
But some people would feel the freedom is actually not freedom. They don't want to have to choose anything.
Yeah.
I think some people feel ultimate freedom would be not to have to fill out a form that forces any racial categorization
at
all. And
I think the ultimate freedom for our society would be if that knowledge were not somehow influential on the direction of your life. So the reason they track this is for funding purposes, is for discriminatory and historical purposes. So if race truly doesn't matter, then it doesn't need to be on the census. But unfortunately, it still
does. We're just not there
yet. Educational outcomes and criminal justice application and a whole host of government-mediated activities in our society, race is very important. So
now, of course, I always ask these questions when I have no time left, but I'm going to do it because I know you can handle it.
All right.
You said you were geared up to take the census thing, and then you took it, and
it was underwhelming.
Underwhelming.
There were, 10 or 11 questions. I sat down prepared to bare my soul.
So if you could add one thing to the census to make it fulfilling, what would it be?
What music are you listening to right now? That is very defining. Very defining.
All right. All right. Well, thank you, Timothy Thurston.
Thank you
what
so
a
much,
treat. Man. What a pleasure. What an honor.
Pleasure
thank you
to be
for
back.
Coming in. And
All
we'll
right.
see you again real soon. I'm Jamie Floyd in for Brian Lehrer. And when we come back, we will be having another full hour of programming. This is on WMYC and WMYC.org. We'll be right back.